Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Kim Globus. Here's what's happening. A Philadelphia teen accused of killing his twin brother, a star football player at Mastery Charter North High School, is a free man. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson reports prosecutors have dropped the charges.
Authorities say Fayyad Gillard fatally shot his brother Suhail in the chest earlier this month as they were toying with a gun. The district attorney's office charged the 18-year-old last week with murder. But a last-minute hearing was scheduled and prosecutors announced they were dropping the charges, calling it a tragic accident.
Me and my brother, we had dreams and I plan on fulfilling them dreams.
As Fayyad was embraced by his family, he wiped tears from his eyes and put the number 4 above his head. 44 is the number of Suhail's football jersey.
Fayyad's attorney blames the teen's father for putting the gun in his hands. He says it's he who needs to answer for this tragedy. Fines for overdue books will soon be a thing of the past at the Philadelphia Free Library. The Board of Trustees voted to eliminate most fines early next year. Library President Siobhan Reardon says she expects eliminating fines will encourage more people to join and use the library.
There are many, many, many people out there that aren't crossing our threshold because they have fines due. And I'd much rather these folks to come into the library.
She says it could mean a windfall of overdue material being returned. About 500,000 of the items are currently overdue. Asbestos, lead, and mold have plagued a number of Philadelphia school buildings. Now there's legislation to do something about it.
It's needed desperately because our kids should be able to go to school and be safe.
Gilberto Gonzalez's son is a student at Ben Franklin High School. The building was shut down earlier this year because of asbestos. Next week, Gonzalez and a number of other Philadelphia school parents and students are taking a charter bus to Harrisburg to present that bill. He plans on taking the floor to speak to lawmakers.
It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican or independent. We should all be supportive of this bill to really create the safest environment for our children.
State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta is co-sponsor of the bill. He's asking for $25 million for Philadelphia schools, but adds it would also help schools across the state. A Pennsylvania man has pleaded guilty in New Jersey to charges of child luring and endangerment. Authorities say 51-year-old Dean Leon of Enola had arranged online to meet a 14-year-old girl at the Summers Point Library in 2017. Police were tipped off and were waiting when Leon arrived. Authorities say he will be sentenced to 10 years in prison. Merriam-Webster Dictionary has chosen the pronoun they as its 2019 Word of the Year. Some people we spoke with believe the selection is positive because it opens up for a greater conversation about identity.
I like it.
I think it's good.
It makes me proud that our society is accepting and evolving.
But not everyone is comfortable with this year's word.
I don't really know how I feel about that, if that's a good thing or not.
I just don't think that it's a story that should be getting press.
Merriam-Webster has indicated that while the use of the gender-neutral pronoun has been in use in literature for centuries, there's been an over 300% spike in searches for it over the past year. 26 district police officers on Wednesday held their annual Christmas party for the kids they've sworn to protect and serve. KYW's Paul Kurtz has more from Party Central, better known as the Fillmore in Fishtown.
This is a Christmas dream come true for about 170 kids who were handpicked from a dozen elementary schools in Fishtown, Kensington, and Northern Liberties.
My teacher had a hat and she put all of the classroom's names in it and said my name. And
these kids got the royal treatment courtesy of cops such as Sergeant John Massey, who was working undercover on this case, disguised as an elf.
The kids love it. They each get a bike. They all leave with a stocking. They all leave with a picture with Santa.
And it was all made possible with the help of volunteers, many who are members of the 26th District community. That's the All Local. I'm Kim Globus. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.